From Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine vows to press military offensive in pro-Russian East, and thousands fear dead in massive Afghanistan landslide. I'm Bill Michaels, reporting from Washington. Ukraine says it will continue pressing its military offensive against pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine, as the Kremlin reported thousands are receiving thousands of calls for help from the region's Russian-speaking citizenry. Ukraine's Interior Minister Arsen Avakov said troops had recaptured a television tower and government building from rebels in Kramatorsk, a town near the pro-Russian stronghold city of Slavansk. In a Facebook posting, Avakov said, "We will not stop." In Moscow, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Russian President Vladimir Putin had not yet decided how to respond to the offensive or to the deaths of at least 42 people, most of them pro-Russian, who died in fighting Friday in the port city of Odessa. Rescuers are desperately searching through tons of mud and rock and debris for survivors of a massive landslide in Afghanistan's remote Barashkans province. Sharon Bain reports from Islamabad that estimates of the death toll range from 250 to 2,000, and more landslides are expected.
Using their bare hands and shovels, rescuers on Saturday were trying to dig through some 10 meters of mud and rock that collapsed under torrential rains and buried hundreds of homes in northern Afghanistan. Because of the remoteness of the location in the far north of Afghanistan, delivering heavy rescue equipment is difficult, officials said. U.S. President Barack Obama expressed his support to Afghanistan after hearing reports of the devastation.
Just as the United States has stood with the people of Afghanistan through a difficult decade, we stand ready to help our Afghan partners as they respond to this disaster.
Survivors and the homeless are in desperate need of water, medical help, food, and emergency shelter. The Afghan Red Crescent Society and various other non-governmental organizations are rushing aid to the area. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Islamabad.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where he will meet with President Joseph Kabila. The two leaders are expected to discuss recent security gains against rebel groups in eastern Congo. Kerry commented on Ukraine's unrest shortly after arriving in the DRC capital on Saturday. He welcomed the release of international monitors who had been held by pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine for more than a week. Earlier Saturday, Kerry made a fresh appeal for South Sudan's warring factions to seek peace. Shortly before wrapping up a visit to Addis Ababa, he pressed for South Sudan's President Salva Kiir and rebel chief Riek Machar to engage in talks, a move that could end months of deadly violence.
If both sides do not take bold steps to end the violence, they risk plunging South Sudan into greater desperation and even famine. And that famine could be right around the corner if we don't turn the corner ourselves in the next days. They will completely destroy what they claim they are fighting for if we do not make a difference now.
Kerry met with Mr. Kiir in South Sudan on Friday and later spoke by phone to Machar in a bid to get the two leaders to attend peace talks in Ethiopia. U.S. officials said Machar did not commit to talk, but also did not rule them out. A bombing in the Somali capital has killed at least 7 people, including a former senior regional administrator. Investigators say the blast occurred Saturday at a busy intersection in Mogadishu as a vehicle carrying a former secretary of administration was passing by. A reporter told VOA the administrator, who is currently part of the Somali National Police Force, is among those killed. The Al-Shabaab militant group has claimed responsibility for the bombing. The Al-Qaeda-linked group has carried out several attacks over the past month targeting government officials. The African Union and Somali troops have ousted al-Shabaab militants from most of their strongholds in major cities, but the militants have continued to carry out attacks. At least 3 people have been killed after a pair of explosions rocked the Kenyan port city of Mombasa on Saturday. Investigators say an explosive device detonated near a bus stop, leaving 3 people dead and several others wounded. The second blast occurred near a beachside hotel. There were no casualties reported. For more on these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, VOA News.